I'm Steve Miller reporting. A U.S. federal judge has ordered the government to reunite immigrant parents and children it separated after they crossed the border as part of a preliminary injunction halting those separations unless the parent is unfit or presents a danger to the child. White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway says the president is urging the House of Representatives to pass immigration reform.
The president wants the Congress to act, and the president has made very clear he doesn't want children separated at the border that he hates seeing. And he said that to you guys less than 2 weeks ago.
The U.S. House of Representatives is scheduled to vote on legislation later Wednesday. An advisor to Vladimir Putin says there's a deal on having the Russian leader meet with President Donald Trump. The AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The Putin advisor says an agreement on a summit between the two leaders came as Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton visited Russia.
It's great to be back in Moscow.
Where he met with Putin, who noted through an interpreter U.S.-Russia relations are at a low and hoped the visit would mark the first steps toward improving them.
Russia никогда не стремилась к конфронтации.
Russia has never been seeking confrontation.
The Kremlin says a date and place for the summit will be announced tomorrow. Vienna, Austria has been mentioned as a potential site. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday handed Donald Trump one of the biggest victories of his presidency and affirmed broad presidential discretion over who was allowed to enter the United States.
The ruling shows that all of the attacks from the media and the Democrat politicians are wrong, and they turned out to be very wrong.
It also means that the current ban can remain in effect and that the president could add more countries. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis has met with Chinese President Xi Jinping and his Chinese counterpart amid rising diplomatic, military, and economic